Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Don't let evil triumph. Do something. Cast your vote.
The Democrats' faith outreach in 2010 hasn't been anything like it was in 2008.
At best, so-called same-sex marriage is an untested social experiment, and at worst, it poses a dangerous risk with potentially far-reaching consequences.
We have a lot of people who are in same-sex relationships in our Catholic communities, and the DVD campaign was very hurtful to them and to their families and friends, and to many other Catholics.
The liturgy is a great protection. It simply proclaims the good news of Jesus in a way that is so rich and so full that I've never seen any sort of man-made substitute that could do the job the same way.
Florida truck drivers love Issues, etc.
These are indeed tragic stories. Perhaps not as numerous as the amount of media coverage they receive would indicate, but they are tragic stories. Suicides of young men and women who are hounded sometimes by their own conscience, sometimes by the taunting and bullying of others to suicide because of their sexual proclivities, their homosexuality in this case. Now, how has the media been covering the gay suicides and the related bullying? Largely putting a religious label on it, talking about the religious connection or origins of this bullying. Is that substantiated by the stories, by the journalism, and the actual footwork themselves? Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll start out this hour of Issues, Etc. live this Thursday, November the 4th, with Bobby Ross Jr. of GetReligion.org talking about media coverage of gay suicides and bullying. A little bit later, we'll get some of your comments from the Issues, Etc. listener comment line. We'll spend some time with Greg Smith of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. He'll give us the statistics on religion and the 2010 elections and then some post-election analysis with Colleen Carroll Campbell of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. That'll bring us to the end of this hour. You can join us. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Joining us to talk about media coverage of gay suicides and bullying, Bobby Ross Jr. He's an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years of experience with secular and religious publications from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle. He's also a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Oh, thanks, Todd. I appreciate you having me.
Is what's kind of popularly being portrayed in the last several months as an outbreak of religiously motivated bullying leading in some cases to suicide of homosexual youth, is this substantiated in the coverage itself?
The coverage I've seen, I don't think it is. I mean, I'm a parent of a 13-year-old middle school student, and we've unfortunately had some bullying issues this year, and even had to stop having him ride the bus and start driving him to school. But you know, it's a thing where you wonder if, you know, the kind of language and the kind of ways that people have treated my son, to me, you know, I don't know how you could construe that as religiously motivated.
One of the reports that you reference is Barbara Bradley Haggerty's report with National Public Radio about bullying of gay youth. What did you find there?
Well, in that specific report, I was impressed that she interviewed real people who had experienced bullying, and you know, in which someone had told a gay person, you know, your lifestyle, homosexuality is disgusting and sinful. Or she quoted a relative, I think, you know, whose loved one had been told God doesn't love you because you're a homosexual. And, you know, and from a media standpoint, that to me, I was impressed that those specific kind of situations were referenced, but but the problem from a reporting standpoint is, you know, it's anecdotal. And, of course, no one ever interviews the bullies and says, you know, what road is God calling play and you deciding to call someone a faggot, and where does Christian love come in when you're taunting someone because of their sexual orientation? So I guess for me the problem is much of the reporting I've seen, it lacks the skepticism that you would like to see in news reporting, you know, where journalists typically don't take anything at face value. They demand concrete evidence to support claims like this. But in this case and in this reported trend, the media don't seem to be showing that same kind of skepticism. It's almost as if we've had, unfortunately, some gay people have committed suicide. Traditional conservative-type religious groups teach that the Bible does not allow homosexuality or allow people to act on homosexual urges, so there must be a connection here, and we're going to come up with some stats and data and try to tie these together. But to me, the evidence that I've seen so far just seems pretty squishy.
So it's kind of journalism 101 stuff, where if you have a claim that this action was motivated by religious sensibilities, you go to those and ask them, the bullies in this case, and say, what role does religion play in your views about homosexuality? Something as simple as that.
Right. And, you know, and honestly, I don't know if you're a reporter for NPR or AP, I don't know where you go to, you know, go to the middle school. Do you have any bullies who are calling people faggots that I could interview and try to get into their mind? But so, I mean, that may be asking a bit much, but to me, it's the idea. AP had a story recently where they basically, the story was making the case that gay Mormons are killing themselves because of the church's treatment of homosexuals. But you're talking a 1,000, 1,200 word story, and not one specific case is mentioned where there is evidence that this occurred. It's, you know, it's interviewing gay rights activists, it's interviewing experts, it's having religious leaders deny that this is happening, but there's no, you know, it's like if you were going to report on a serial killer, I would think have at least one case where somebody had actually been killed and you could document it. And to me, that's what is missing here, is the evidence to support what's being claimed.
Another term that you take issue with, and I'm sure it applies to other terms as well, a spate of suicides makes it sound like this is kind of an outbreak. This is a sudden emergence of an inordinate number that seems to indicate something
right.
out of the ordinary.
Right.
Is any of that substantiated? Are there really real numbers put on something like that?
I haven't seen that, and I think that, you know, that term, a spate of suicides, was used in that NPR report, which, you know, as I've said, there were parts of that that I really liked. But then, you know, the other part was, it was talking about a specific school district, I think it may have been Oregon or somewhere, that it said a spate of suicides, including four attributed to anti-gay bullying. But there was no context as far as how many is a spate, and whether, you know, how big the school district is, or how many people kill themselves on an annual basis. So it's almost like there's no context to judge the kind of numbers that they're putting out there.
Has there, in the coverage that you've been looking at, been any comparison or context of, well, here's the rate of suicides of homosexuals across a general population, as opposed to in the specific population, say, Mormon territory that we're looking at?
Right. And I'm trying to think if I think I have read some coverage, and I apologize that I don't know if it's actual news coverage or comments from some of the people on the Get Religion site who are actually pretty tied into this issue, that would indicate that, you know, that the suicide rate is higher among homosexual people. But as far as whether that's religion based or not, I think would be the question that's more up in the air, as opposed to whether, I think that, and again, I'm not an expert on this, but my understanding is maybe there is some stronger evidence that homosexual people do attempt suicide or commit suicide at a higher level than non-gay people.
Bobby, what do you think is the media template that is at work here, and how would you correct it?
Well, I think the media template is that, journalists, I don't want to go the whole scapegoat thing of the liberal media, but to some extent, most people working in mainstream newsrooms do tend to lean kind of left in their own personal life and their own worldview. And at the same time, people, working with AP and, in places like that, journalists tend to be the kind of people who do a lot of times get into journalism to save the world and protect the little guy and, kind of be there for the poor person as opposed to the rich person. And so I think that there's probably some inclination from a journalist to see the gay people in the discrimination that they may endure and feel a connection there and feel a journalistic responsibility to bring that out in the open and try to correct that situation. And I think where the problem comes in is where you're unable to separate your own personal opinion from what you as far as how you may view a conservative religious group's teaching from your reporting on that, to the extent that you're so biased in your own position and how you see the world that you're unable to report fairly and in a balanced way on somebody who may not share your view or understanding of that area.
When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Bobby Ross Jr. for just a few more minutes. I got another question for him, and that is, for our listeners who will pick up the paper or turn on the radio or watch television, when they see these stories about media coverage of gay suicides and bullying, how can they tell the difference between journalism and mere conjecture? What should they be looking for in the stories that they read, they hear, they watch? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc., coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, November the 4th. More with Bobby Ross Jr. of GetReligion.org after this.
For Christ-centered, cross-focused worship and preaching, come to St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bon Terre, Missouri. This is Pastor Charles Henriksen, inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for divine service at 9 o'clock and Bible class at 10:15. St. Matthew's is located in the town of Bon Terre, about a half hour south of St. Louis. For more information, visit us online at stmatthewbt.org. That's stmatthewbt.org.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking with Bobby Ross Jr. about media coverage of gay suicides and bullying for just a few more minutes. Then we'll get to some of your comments on the Issues Etc. comment line. That line is always open for you, 618-223-8384. We got a lot of comments there. We'll try to get as many of them in as we can on this Thursday afternoon in just a few minutes. Bobby Ross Jr. is our guest. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. A couple more questions, Bobby. For our listeners, when they read the paper, when they watch television, listen to the radio, how can they tell the difference between journalism and what you've been talking about here in our conversation, sometimes mere conjecture on this subject?
Well, I guess I would encourage them to try to have some hard data as opposed, you know, one of the stories, you know, reported on Mormons in Utah and talked about Utah suicide rates ranking among the highest in the nation, which that fact on its own may be, that may be true, but then to connect the dots, does that mean that it's that Utah's suicide rate is the highest in the nation because it has Mormons who don't believe in homosexuality, or is it among the highest in the nation because it's a rural type state where people have guns and easy access to pull the trigger? Or, you know, I guess the encouragement would be to look for harder data and to expect journalists to be skeptical like they would on another issue where maybe they didn't have such strong personal opinions on how things should be.
Before we let you go, I understand your sorrow over the loss of the Texas Rangers in the latest World Series. I share a bit of it. I'm a Dallas native and have a very tenuous loyalty to that ball club, but I can say honestly, Bobby, I feel your pain.
Well, it was hard. The World Series was hard, but, you know, honestly, I've been a fan for 29 years, and we won one playoff game in the first 28 seasons, and this year made it all the way to the World Series. So I think, you know, after a little bit of time passes, most Ranger fans will feel pretty happy about how things went this year.
It's nice just to have been invited, so to speak.
Yeah, it'd be nice to win, but, looking back, I think we'll be happy how things went this year.
Bobby Ross Jr. is an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years of experience with secular and religious publications from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate you having me.